first, I got myself born. A decent crowd was on hand to watch, and they've always given me that much. The worst of the job was up to me. My mother being, let's just say, out of it. On any other day, they'd have seen her outside on the deck of her trailer home. Good neighbors taking notice, pestering the tit of trouble as they will. All through the dog breath air of late summer and fall, cast an eye up the mountain and there she'd be, little bleach blonde smoking her pall malls, hanging on that railing like she's captain of her ship up there, and now might be the hour it's going down. This is an 18-year-old girl we're discussing, all on her own and as pregnant as it gets. The day she failed to show, it fell to Nance Peggett to go bang on the door, barge inside and find her passed out on the bathroom floor with her junk all over the place and me already coming out. A slick, fish-colored hostage picking up grit from the vinyl tile, worming and shoving around because I'm still inside the sack that babies float in, pre-real life. Mr. Peggett was outside idling his truck, headed for evening service, probably thinking about how much of his life he'd spent waiting on women. His wife would have told him that Jesusing could hold on a minute. First, she needed to go see if the little pregnant gal had got herself liquored up again. Mrs. Peggett being a lady that doesn't beat around the bushes, and if need be, will tell Christ Jesus to sit tight and keep his pretty hair on. She came back out yelling for him to call 911 because a poor child is in the bathroom trying to punch himself out of a bag. Like a little blue prize fighter. Those are the words she'd used later on, being not at all shy to discuss the worst day of my mom's life. And if that's how I came across to the first people that laid eyes on me, I'll take it. To me, that says I had a fighting chance. Long odds, yes, I know.